WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Trombonist Roswell Rudd started out playing Dixieland, then graduated to free jazz. He was an early champion of composers Thelonious Monk and Herbie Nichols. Later, Rudd would play with various brass bands from around the world, as well as leading his own groups. Rudd has a new quartet album. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
Roswell Rudd on Billy Strayhorn's Something to Live For. Rudd has always had a glorious sound on trombone, even when he played a lightweight student model. When I first saw him in concert, I was surprised he wasn't bruisingly loud because his sound projects so dramatically. But that's true even when he drops to a stage whisper. Roswell Rudd's sound can be so voice-like, especially when he shapes his notes with a plunger mute. It's no wonder he gets on with singers, like the one on his new album, Embrace, Brooklyn's Faye Victor.
I thought for once I couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I found a man I could trust. What a bust. And this is how my story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Faye Victor and Roswell Rudd had bonded over a mutual love of Herbie Nichols tunes, but that was just the start. Her own low swoops and fine tuning of pitch, her bends, moans, and growls fit right in with his. Like him, she also has a dramatic sense of phrasing. Lest you miss the parallels, they kick off one old ballad by imitating each other.
And anyone till you, I was the only one till you.
The other half of the quartet on Embrace is half the reason trombonist Roswell Rudd and singer Faye Victor sound good together. Pianist Lafayette Harris tracks them measure for measure. If the trombonist adopts a mild Latin inflection, Harris is right on it. Bassist Ken Filiano keeps everyone in this drumless quartet in rhythmic alignment, and using a bow, he makes the bass sing. Those rhythm players bring the bounce to the album's one new song, a witty meditation on aging by Rudd's partner, producer Verna Gillis.
I look in the mirror and who do I see? She kind of vaguely reminds me of me. I'm not as I was, I am as I am. It's all about acceptance, the best that I can. For many of us, it's the second time around. We lost who we've lost, we found who we found. Love and hope spring eternal. As we go around, the comforts we find in each other abound. It is what it is, it's not what it's not. Oh, just to be grateful for all that I got.
Mm-hmm. This album's look back at life and classic tunes has a valedictory air. The quartet also play Monk's Pannonica, Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, and House of the Rising Sun. Rudd had been ill a few years at the time of this 2016 recording, but paces himself well and doesn't waste a move. Like other greats who've reached a certain age, he packs a lot of wisdom into every note. But he'd sounded like a wise old soul long before that. Embrace is vintage Roswell Rudd, and that is saying something.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Embrace, the final album by Roswell Rudd. This is Fresh Air.